نستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected Ulama-i-Kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara' beyond human comprehension. What do we have at our disposal to describe Allah, to comprehend Allah, to realize who is Allah? We have words. Words are made up of letters. Letters are made up of alphabets. In reality, whether it's words, whether it's letters, whether it's alphabets, all this is makhluq. This is a created entity. And anything that is makhluq, anything that is created, has a starting point, it has an ending point. It has limitations, it has restrictions. Allah is limitless. There is no starting with Allah. There is no ending with Allah. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمِ Allah describes Himself to us in the Quran. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ Allah says, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Elsewhere, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything in the heavens and everything in the earth. Before I translate further, one thing is very, very important, my respected brothers. What we have to realize, many of us, Allah's fazl, Allah's greatness, Allah's very great favor upon us. The majority of us were born as Muslims. We were born in Muslim homes. Otherwise, if it was left to us and our logic, Allah protect us. Today we could have been drinking the urine of a cow and thinking we are drinking something that is blessed. Or we could have been bowing down before a stone. Or we could have been worshipping fire. All sorts of things we see prevalent in the world today. It's no personal achievement of ours that we have been blessed with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is only Allah's favor. Only Allah's grace, only Allah's very, very great rahmat and mercy that was directed to us. So many of us, and there's nothing wrong with that, but many of us are what we call, we have acquired iman and deen wirathatan, we have inherited it. Either because of lineage, or because of which home or which family we were born, or which geographical location we were born. There's nothing wrong with that. That is Allah's very great favor. Where the problem lies is to be satisfied and content with that. Every day of our lives is a challenge. Every day of our lives is a test. Every moment that we are in this world, Allah Ta'ala asks one ajeeb question in the Quran. What is that question? Ahasiban nas. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. This question is very, very frightening. It's a very fearsome question if you understand the implications of it. One hand it is fearsome, frightening if you understand the implications. On the other hand, it is a very logical question. Little child also will tell you that the way the system of the world is, the more valuable something is, the more effort you have to make. Valuable thing, you don't get it for free. That's logical. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahimahullah, one day he wanted to use the public toilet. No one attaches value to a toilet. Toilet is a place of najasat, a place of filth. It's a place of shayateen. So there was somebody standing outside. Obviously the man is not going to ask for 10 and 20,000 rand to use the toilet. He's going to ask you for a few pennies. So when he was asked that to use these facilities you have to pay a few pennies, he started crying. So someone asked him the question. They said, if you don't have the money, we'll pay. Why are you crying? So he said, the realization dawned upon me that this is a place of filth and najasat and I can't enter here for free. How am I going to enter Allah's jannat for free? Such a jannat. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Sahaba, Ala hal mushammirun lil jannah? Ala hal mushammirun lil jannah? There's no easy way to translate this. But to translate literally, we won't understand what this is. This is like we heard in the Isha Salah. This is when you put water into somebody's mouth. This is when you use emotive speech, evocative language. Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, part of the methodology of Dawah and instilling the importance and the value of Iman, Deen, Qabr and Akhirat. Many, many places Allah uses evocative language. Allah uses emotive language. Want to make it simpler? In other words, Allah does advertising. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does advertising. Dawat is advertising. If you look at Coca-Cola or look at Pepsi or look at these multinational conglomerates, their advertising bill every year runs into millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars and pounds. Batil today has understood the importance of advertisements. That is why stupendous amounts of money are spent. And the ajeeb thing, I'm digressing. The ajeeb thing is another thing that they have understood is that if you want to impress in the hearts of somebody the importance of something, you need to repeat. Say it over and over and over and over again. If you look at Quran, there is no more eloquent speech than the Quran. Quran wants to tell you about Musa alayhi salam. How many times does the name of Musa alayhi salam come in the Quran? Plus minus 136 times. 136 times. Allah Ta'ala wants to tell you. Allah wants to tell you that what is in front of you, don't be fooled by it. Don't believe what you see. Don't think that benefit and harm is dependent on what is apparent. One sabak, one lesson Quran want to give you. It was practically shown to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. When the staff turned into a snake, and not just any snake. They say when it comes to snakes, you get different types of snakes. Africa, you have some huge snakes, like the cobra. In Arabic, some snakes can even swallow an entire cow or a calf. Large snakes. The word for that in Arabic is thu'ban. Then you get jan. Jan is a snake that moves very fast. I'm not here to go into a biological lesson. This is just an example of the eloquence of Quran. Jan, snake that moves very fast. Thu'ban, a snake that is very large. Then you get, sometimes, especially, the very large snakes are not very poisonous. Allah has made it like that. Poisonous snake, the Arabic word for it is hayya. Throughout Quran, Allah describes this one incident, not one time, many times. Sabak and lesson behind this, there is nothing more eloquent than Quran, yet how many times this is repeated? The incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the snake, how many times in the Quran? Beauty of Quran, somewhere Allah tells you, Thawbanum Mubeen. Somewhere Allah tells you, Hayyun Tas'a, Hayyatun Tas'a. Somewhere Allah says, Ka'annaha Hiya Jan. In other words, this snake in largeness was Thu'ban, in speed was Jan, and in being poisonous was Hayya. Whatever quality associated out of fear with the snake, all three qualities were found in this one snake. And what was the sabak and lesson? Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. A snake as poisonous as this, as large as this, as fast as this, cannot harm you and cannot benefit you unless Allah decides it is going to harm or benefit you. وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ Musa, what is in your right hand? قَالَ هِيَ عَصَىٰ قَالَ He said, هِيَ عَصَايَا O Allah, it is my stick. The question is already answered. Again, like I said, I'm digressing. This is the beauty of Quran and this is the tragedy today that the ummah has lost its munasabat and link with the Quran. Hiya asaya, it is my stick. That was sufficient. Story over. But Musa alayhi salam doesn't say that. أتوكّو عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى. Allah, it is my stick. I lean upon it. أتوكّو, one benefit. وأهش بها على غنمي, I break leaves for my goats. He used to be a shepherd. Every Nabi of Allah was a shepherd. Allah, this was part of the tarbiyat Allah made of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to teach us one very, very important lesson that if you want to be a da'i, if you want your life and your effort to be associated with Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you have to be soft-natured and very, very tolerant. If you are going to be harsh and you are going to be arrogant, then forget about da'wat. You can never be an effective da'i unless these qualities that every Nabi of Allah practically trained them. Because a shepherd is associated with patience, with tolerance, with soft-naturedness. It's only a soft-natured person that from morning till night will look after a few goats and sheep. So, أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي I lean upon it. I break leaves from the tree for my goats. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَعَارِبُ أُخْرَىٰ And Ya Allah, there are many, many more benefits in it. What is this? Why does Quran, which is afsahul kalam, the most eloquent of speech, extend this conversation? Such a long conversation. What is in your right hand? He could have said, my stick and it's over. Why this extended conversation? This is an alamat and sign of love. When you love someone, then the talk gets extended, the speech gets extended. حمامة بطن الواديين ترنمي سقاك الغر الغوادي مطيرها أبيني لنا ما زال ريشك ناعما ولا زلت في خضراء غد نذيرها. Poetic language. This is a poem that is attributed to Majnu. We all know the incident of Layla and Majnu. What was this? A love story. So one day Majnu sees a bird that came from the direction of the village of Layla. This is a sign of true love. Anything associated with your beloved becomes beloved to you. Today we have to ask ourselves, what is beloved to us? The other day, like I said, I'm digressing. The other day, I was mentioning in one majlis, ulama say, one is to claim love. One is to claim love. One is to talk about love. What is the proof of love? Secretly. Secretly, how do you find out what is close to a person? What does he really love? Because today, mashallah, kehna main aashik rasool hu. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those claims are very easy to make. What is the proof? One very, very bitter and one very, very lucid and clear proof about how much love for sunnah, how much love and association with Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in our hearts, my respected brothers, is not the kurta and beard. Not the kurta, beard and topi and amama. Yes, these are very, very important things, but they are not the real proof. What is the real proof? The real proof is your children. You want to see how much real love a man has for sunnah and what is associated with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Look at the seeds that he is planting in his children. This is why ulama say, al-waladu sirrun li-abi. Al-waladu, what is the secret? Because a day is coming. A day is coming. A day is coming. Very, very frightening verse in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala does not tell us, we will reveal what is in your hearts. Allah says, وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. A day is coming. A day is coming. Munafiqeen of Medina. Munafiqeen, hypocrites. What is hypocrisy? Hypocrisy is to say something and believe something else. Allah Ta'ala describes this, opens it up for the Quran, for us in the Quran. What is the reality of hypocrisy? Allah says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ. Remember the time, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, جَاءَكَ, they came to you, who? The munafiqeen, the hypocrites. What did they say? قَالُوا, قَالُوا, they said, نَشْهَدْ أَنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Ask the ulama amongst us, how much of emphasis there is in this. You cannot possibly fault the statement. نَشْهَدْ, شَهَادَتْ. They didn't just say, they gave shahadat. They bore testimony. What testimony? أَنَّكَ, أَنَّ, one level of emphasis. Kaf, second level of emphasis. Lam, third level of emphasis. Lam carries the meaning of qasam. Annaka, three levels of emphasis. Shahadat on top of that. Fourth level of emphasis. Annaka la rasulullah. Without a doubt, we are telling you from the bottom of our hearts, you are the Rasul of Allah. Wallahu ya'lamu innaka la rasulu. Allah knows you are his Rasul. But Wallahu yashhad, Allah gives shahadat, innal munafiqina lakadhibun, every one of them is a liar. In other words, this lip service, outward declaration, stress upon stress, emphasis upon emphasis, if the inside does not conform to it, if the inside does not conform to it, in Allah's court will not be accepted. Wallahu yashhad, innal munafiqina lakadhibun. Very, very severe warning is given to us in this. And today, unfortunately, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of his shafaqat, out of his kindness, out of his compassion, gave us warnings, told his ummah, told the believers, that be careful of nifaq, be careful of hypocrisy. Munafiqeen of Medina, this is how they made declaration of their devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of their iman. Innaka la rasulullah. Allah says they are liars. He warned his ummah. He said be careful of nifaq and hypocrisy. And then he gave us three signs of nifaq. Three signs of nifaq, three signs of hypocrisy. He said, ayatul munafiqi thalath. Ayatul munafiqi thalath. He's not a munafiq, but the signs are there. He's not a munafiq, but the warning signal is there. He's not a munafiq, but be careful. Don't take this lightly. Today, how lightly we take it. Ya Rasulullah, tell us, what are the signs of munafiqat? What are the signs of nifaq? And who are the munafiqeen? What will be their abode? Inna al-munafiqina fi al-darki al-asfali min al-nar walan tajid lahum nasira. The Jahannam which Allah will give Abu Jahl and the Jahannam which Allah will give Fir'aun is not as severe as the Jahannam Allah will give the munafiqeen. Because with them it was kufr. With the munafiqeen, Allah says, fi al-darki al-asfali min al-nar. They will be in the lowest level of Jahannam. إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار ولن تجد لهم نصيرا. And there will be no helpers for them. And today, كهنا يا عاشم عاشق رسول بہت آسان ہے. Say I love Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is very easy. But Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, O my ummati, O believer, O my follower, there are three signs of nifaq. There are three signs of hypocrisy. What did he say? إذا حدث كذب. كذب. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانْ. He said, when he speaks, he lies. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. When he is trusted or he is given some amanat, he misappropriates that trust. This may sound very simple, but think, my respected brothers, from morning till now night. One day in our business places, one day in seeking our livelihood, how many lies are being spoken? How many promises are broken? The man says 7 days, does he mean 7 days? Or does he mean 30 days and 60 days? The man says something about the description, does he mean what he is saying? Lies, treachery, instead of being the exception, has become the norm. Safwan radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want to know how dangerous this is. Understand it in the light of this hadith. He says, Ayakun al-mu'min bakhilan. Ya Rasulullah, is it possible for a man to have iman? For a man to have iman and be a coward? My Nabi said possible. Not liked, not advocated, not encouraged, but possible. Ayakun al-mu'min jabanan. Ya Rasulullah, can a man be a believer and a miser? He said possible. A believer and a coward? Possible. Ayakun al-mu'min bakhil, miserly, and iman? He said possible, not liked. Ayakun al-mu'min jabanan, believer and coward? Again, any culture, what they say, buzdil, buzdil. Any culture, miserly person, they say makki chus, he'll squeeze the oil out of a fly. No one likes this. But both times, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, possible, possible with iman. Then the question was asked, ayakun al-mu'min kadhaban. Ya Rasulullah, can a mu'min be a prolific liar? He said, that is not possible. Dishonesty and iman are like oil and water. They will not come together. They will not come together. Ana za'imun bi baytin fi rabd al janna liman tara kadhib wa huwa wa in kana mazihan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh businessman of my ummah, oh follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever, wherever you are. Why I'm using the word businessman in this hadith is not businessman. I'll mention just now why I said businessman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make up your mind. Develop that level of iman that when you walk into your shop or your business or your job, take it upon yourself that every time you open your mouth, you will not lie regardless. You will speak the truth. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a day will come that you are not just going to be a jannati. You are not just going to be a jannati. I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am your guarantor of a home in the highest Jannah. If you will give up speaking lies, even in jest. کاروبار کرنا, دنیا کمانا, earning your livelihood, earning your livelihood, doing business. This is not against Sharia. This is a great, great, great wasila and medium and means, wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, to earn Jannah. And this is why, now I will mention why I said businessman. The first hadith, businessman, is not mentioned. This hadith, businessman, is mentioned. My Nabi said, a businessman of my ummah, who is saduq, who is meticulously honest, who is amanadar. In other words, when he says 7 days, it means 7 days, not 30 days. When he speaks, he doesn't lie. When he enters into a contract, he honors that. He's not deceitful. He honors his word. He protects his integrity. He is a flag bearer of what Islam means when it refers to business. My Nabi said that the wali of Allah who makes tahajjud every night and who fasts every day, he will not get the jannah that Allah will give this businessman. Why? Because what is this businessman's jannah? At-tajiru as-saduq ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada. Allah will raise this wepari, this businessman, tomorrow with the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah will raise him with the siddiqin. Allah will raise him with the shuhada, with the martyrs. That businessman who will not lie, who will not cheat, who will not be deceitful. This is such business, wepari is such a conducive means to earn not just any jannah, the highest jannah. I digressed. Emotive language, evocative speech, advertising. These are all commercial terms. These are commercial terms. The top 10 Sahaba, VIP among Sahaba, every one of them were businessmen. Every one of them were businessmen. Someone came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ayyul kasbi atyab. Ya Rasulullah, what is the best? Atyab. Atyab comes from tayyib. Tayyib means pure. Kaun si kamai sabse paakizgi hai? Ya Rasulullah, what is the purest earning a man can acquire? What did he say? Purest means the highest, the most virtuous, the most beloved in the sight of Allah. Earning is that earning that you will acquire through the effort of your own hands. Amalul yadi biyadi, amalul rajuli biyadehi. These are sahih ahadis. These are sahih ahadis. Islam, tabligh, does not deter us from business. It is only teaching us how to do business. What is important, what is valuable in business. That bank balance is not important. That till being full is not important. Emptying the shelf is not important. Pulling the hood over the eyes of your customers is not important. What is important? Through your business earn your jannah. That is important. And that sabak of iman, cannot be learnt at home. And it cannot be learnt in the marketplace. For that another medan is required. Another level of iman is required. Not wirathati iman, not the iman that we inherited. Like I said, it is a very great favor of Allah. Majority of us inherited iman. We're not denying this. This is a great favor of Allah. Problem is we got stuck there. Problem is we are advancing every aspect of our life but this. And the clock of life is ticking. The clock of life is ticking. One is what we are saying. What is the reality in the heart? Allah does not say we will reveal what is in the heart. Allah says, وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. A day is coming, we are going to crack open that heart and what is inside will be revealed. To fool the whole world is easy. I digressed. How much of true love we have for Sunnah. How much of true attachment. Don't take this halqa of ta'aleem that the elders have cried their whole lives trying to make, leave the rest of the ummah, even the workers realize the importance of it. Don't take it lightly. This, that select small group sits in the masjid, back at the masjid, qala Allah, qala Rasul, the rest of us just walk past. Don't take that lightly. Don't take the halqa of ta'aleem in your homes lightly. Mawlana Imam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Amir of Tabligh of almost 30 years, when he was asked the question about the entire masturat effort, what is the objective? Quantify what is masturat effort. Right now, how many jamaats, how many little children are crying because of the separation from their mothers? How much of qurbani and sacrifice is being given? Jungles of Africa, women from India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Indonesia. How much of qurbani and sacrifice they are giving? On any given week, how many different masturat talims are taking place? All this effort. He was asked one question, what's the object? What's the object and goal behind all this? He said, one simple answer. Garo ki talim. Establish the halqa of ta'aleem in every home of the ummah. And what is this halqa of ta'aleem? Today, unfortunately, the third point of tabligh has been sidelined. Even the person in tabligh for many years, he'll give a shandar first point, little bit on the second point, then he's khuruj fi sabilillah, go out in the path of Allah. Third point sidelined, fourth point sidelined. Ilm and zikr. Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, this is the spine of this effort. This is the jaan of this effort. What is this? Halqa of ta'ali. What is this ilm? To introduce in the heart of every ummati the value of amal. Tomorrow morning, majority of this masjid will be empty. Why? Why will it be empty? Shortage of what Allah is prepared to give? Hajis are returning now. There are people amongst us, even with weak iman. How many years the person is crying? I want to go for Hajj. How many of us are crying how expensive Hajj has become? How many of us are looking with envy to those who went? This is nothing wrong with this. This is a sign of iman. But quantify. Quantify what Allah is giving you in the ummati, making his fajr salah with jamaat. What did my Nabi say? Man salla subha fi jamaatin, thumma jalasa fi musallahu, yadhkuru Allah ta'ala, hatta tatlu'a shams, kana lahu mithlu ajri hajjatin wa umratin tamma. Or kama qala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Tajdar Madina, Muhammad Mujtaba, Shahid, Mubashir, Nadir, Sadiqul Masduq, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tells his ummah that every day spend 1.25 hours in the masjid at the time of Fajr, and Allah is going to give you one complete Hajj and Umrah. And he didn't just say it one time, he said, Tamma, complete! Complete. And what is complete Hajj? He said, Al-Hajjul Mabrool Laysa Lahu Jazaun Illa Al-Jannah. There is nothing else but Jannat. Jannat is what Allah is going to give the Haji who makes a Mabrur Hajj. My Nabi opened the door for his Ummah and told them, every day make Fajr Salah with Jamaat. And then sit in the masjid till the time of Ishraq. Hajj and Umrah, Tamma. Why is the masjid empty? Not because of any shortage of Allah's treasures. If I was a respected businessman and I told the people of Stanger, whatever the name of Stanger is now, the names keep changing, I lost track of it. But if I had to say that tomorrow morning there is a 10 million or 100 million rand opportunity, if you are here, what will happen? Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, this masjid will be too small. Today we are going, today majority of the ummah is descending on the places of commercial enterprise to earn. They are descending on the places of commercial enterprise to earn. You ask the man, what are you going to earn? He says, I'm going to earn my rozi, my risk, my sustenance, my livelihood. Where was he at the time of Fajr? Where was he at the time of Fajr? Wallah, Allah protect me, Allah protect you. If he was not in the masjid at the time of Fajr, when he descends on that job or workplace, he is moving with the flag of shaitan. He wants risk, having angered Raziq. He wants the tap to flow, having closed that tap. Not just closed the tap, destroyed that tap. What kind of barakat there's going to be? What kind of blessing is there going to be? What is this? This is when the ummah has lost the value of amal. Allah's qasam, don't take these halaqat of ta'lim lightly. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to what has been promised. And know and understand, this is no politician promising. This is no prolific liar promising. This is Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More truthful, more guaranteed, nothing. And more importantly, understand, deen seekhne se aate hai, bhai. Deen seekhne se aate hai. Deen comes by learning deen. Not just in the maktab. Not just in the maktab. Min al mahdi ila lahad. The sign of a believer, the sign of a believer is that he is like a sponge for the knowledge of deen right up till the last breath of his life. Many of us have this mindset, there's a certain learning period and then it ends. For dunya, there's no stopping. Why is it we've switched the tap off when it comes to learning deen? Deen seekhne se aate hai bhai. Deen comes by learning deen. The other day one alim mentioned this. He said it's a humorous example. He said he actually experienced it. Allah knows best. That somebody asked somebody, bhai, you know what, you're a Muslim, born a Muslim. What's the three farz of ghusl? So he said, soap, bucket and towel. Maybe it may seem amusing, but how many of us know the farais of ghusl? Where is the value for deen? Man ghada ila al-masjid la yuridu an illa an yata'allama khayran. Oh, giving a person who comes to the masjid to sit in the halqa of ta'lim. Today, leave the halqa of ta'lim, that poor person who stands up and give elan. We haven't even got time, back to listen to that elan. MashaAllah, we are in a very big hurry. Very big hurry. What is that person actually saying? My success, your success, the success of the entire humanity lies in the obedience of Allah in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is an effort about this. There is a fikr for this. There is a worry for this. After the remaining salah, we don't even have the talab to even hear him out because we are in too much of a hurry. And this hurry, how big warning my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave about it. I'm digressing, already running out of time. But one ajeeb hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khaslatan, or khallatan. He said, there are two things. Allahu Akbar, la yuhafidhu alayha abdun muslim illa dakhal al-jannah. لا يحافظ عليها عبد مسلم إلا دخل الجنة. Allahu Akbar. May all our lives be sacrificed upon our beloved and noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautifully he put this. He said, لا يحافظ عليها. Oh my ummah, there are two things I am telling you. No person of iman of my ummah will protect these two things. يحافظ عليها. Will protect these two things. In other words, under any circumstances, they will never leave it out. And what will Allah give them? Dakhal al-jannah. They are jannatis on this earth. We want nuskha, we want ta'weez, we want prescription for jannah. There's it. He said two things. And then, logically, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, صادق المصدوق المبشر النذير الداعي إلى الله المزمل المدثر رحمة للعالمين ناصر منصور شاهد مشهود Ahmad, Muhammad, Mahi, Hashir, Aqib, Fatih, Khatim, Taha, Abul Qasim, the list goes on. 525 Quran, Hadith, and Kutub-e-Sabiqa. 525 names in the praise of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah revealed. That personality is saying, Jannati, 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 if you will protect these two things, Abdul Muslim, O person of Iman of my Ummah, protect these two things, and your Jannat is guaranteed, you are a walking Jannati on this earth. And then what does my Nabi say? Logically, it should have been very difficult. He said, it is very, very easy. It is very, very easy. But the tragedy, Lam ya'mal bihima illa qalil, but very few of my ummah will do it. Very few of my ummah will do it, but it is very, very easy. And then he went on to explain how easy. He said, after every far salah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar 10 times. He said, this is 30, 5 salah a day. And he went on, he didn't stop at one salah. He said, 5 salah, 30 times 5 is 150. In Allah, 150, alal lisan, on your tongue. Allah's mizan, this is 1,500. And then he said, before you go to sleep at night, idha akhadha madjak, kul, say, 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. How difficult? How long does it take? Sahaba, when they heard this, they were not like you and I. When they heard this, they could not believe it. They could not even contemplate it. They couldn't even realize it. That this is so easy. And my Nabi is saying, La yuhafidhu alayha abdun muslim illa dakhal al-jannah. So they said, Ya Rasulallah, how is it possible that you are saying such an easy thing and you are saying very few of your ummah will do it? You want to know how few? Want to know how few? At a busy business day, look at the crowd that is in the masjid at the time of Asr. In summer, look at what percentage of the ummah is in the masjid at the time of Fajr. Because this wazifa of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without five salah in the masjid is not possible. That's the first requirement. And when did he say this? He said it at a time that even the munafiq, if he had to crawl, also would come for salah in the masjid. To that majma, he said, those that do this of my ummah will be very few. They said, how is it possible, Ya Rasulallah? He said, the first thing when the man goes to sleep, before he can go to sleep, Ya'ati ahadukum. Ya'ati ilayhi ahadukum. Shaitan will come. فَيُنَوِّمُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقُولُ. And shaitan will get him involved in ghaflat so that he will go to sleep in ghaflat without the remembrance of Allah. And يَأْتِي أَحَدُكُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. The musalli, leave the rest of the ummah, the one in the masjid, shaitan will come to him. And what will shaitan do? One narration, فَيُذَكِّرُهُ حَاجَتَهُ. You will tell him, hey, bhai, mashallah, you are in the masjid, but you have got no time to listen to that elan. You got no time for ta'lim. You got no time for any fikr. You got no time to sit in the masjid. You have got a lot of things to get back to. This is the direct translation of the words of my master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He addressed the musalli of his ummah and he said, shaitan will come to you and he will tell you, you have forgotten a lot of things that you have to attend to of your dunya, as a result of which the man will rush out of the masjid before taking the time to remember Allah. What is this? This is when the connection of the value of amal is not there. I digress. This halaqat of ta'lim in the home, in the masjid. These amal of da'wat. These amal of da'wat. Da'wat, ta'lim, ibadat, khidmat. By the qasam of my Allah. Understand, my respected brothers, these ijtimas, this call that is being made. This is nothing to do with numbers. It's no agenda. They're not trying to increase numbers. This is no organization. But This is that heart where Allah tells us, Allah warns us in the Quran. ثم قصد قلوبهم فهي كالحجارة وشد قسوة. When Allah's zikr won't be made, when Allah's zikr won't be made, when tears will not be shed in the yard of Allah, when the eyes will become free to look at the daughters of others, when the ears will become soiled with the haram music of this dunya, when the environment will be ghairullah, 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 then Allah protect you, Allah protect me. My Allah says, these hearts will become not like stone, but harder than stone. The heart will become harder than stone. This is why the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the value of amal, the ummah will fail to even identify with it. This call, take out time, go out in the path of Allah. This is not a numbers game. This is Ihya'ul Qalb. This is to give life. This is to soften these hearts. This call of Allah's zikr. What did my Nabi say? Jaddidu imanakum. Jaddidu imanakum. He said, refresh, renew your iman. Refresh, renew your iman. How? Sahaba said, how? He said, bi kathrati la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. This will soften the heart. He said, kama yastawul hadid. He said, like how steel gets hard, like how steel rusts, like how steel degenerates. He said, in the same way the heart degenerates. The heart becomes hard. The heart becomes rusty. Sahaba said, ma jilauha. O Nabi of Allah, how can we remove the rust? How can we rectify this condition? How can we soften the heart? He said, tilawatul Quran, tilawatul Quran, tilawatul Quran. Attach, drown yourself in the Quran. These amal of da'wat and tabligh that the ummah is being invited, exhorted to come upon by the qasam of my Allah. The whole of Quran and hadith is full of this. That this is Ihya'ul Qalb. This is not linked to some organization or some movement. I digressed. One is Virasati Iman. One is Virasati Iman. Inheritors of Iman. The other is the reality of Iman. Where is the proof? A day is coming. Hearts will be split open. Allah says we will reveal what is in the heart. Outward appearance can be correct. What is in the heart? They say, Al-Waladu Sirrun Li Abi. How much real love you have for Sunnah. Look at the man's children. What is the hairstyle? What is the dressing of that child? How much? We're not here to run anybody down. Maybe the last meal we had at home was supper. Maybe it was lunch. Maybe it was the breakfast. Or maybe at the time of breakfast our children are not awake. Maybe it was last night's supper. Take cognizance. Consider those little children that partook of that meal with us. My Nabi, a little child, little child, little child. The son of Umm Salma, radiallahu ta'ala, or the adopted son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I was in the care of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because my mother was married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I entered the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I partook of one meal with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was in Medina. My Nabi was more than 53 years of age. This was a 5 or a 6 year old child. This child took this lesson to his qabr. He said, I was 5 or 6 years old. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was in his house. He saw me eating. I was eating incorrectly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded me with love, with shafaqa, with compassion. He said, Sammillah. Kul bi yaminik, kul mimma yaliq. He said, before you eat, many of us, this muzakara of sunnah takes place in our homes. Muzakara of the sunnah of the sleeping of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many homes are they waking up in the morning with the flag of Rahman, where the whole house wakes up at the time of Fajr? What is valuable? What are we going to take with us? By the qasam of my Allah, verse upon verse in the Quran, my Allah reminds us over and over and over, the wealth, the investments, whatever you will gather and amass of this world, whatever is visible to you, whatever is visible to you, at the time of your mort and death is coming to an end. It's not an investment. It's not coming with you. It's not going to benefit you. It's not the legacy. It's not the legacy. What is your legacy? Well, who is the wealthy man? The wealthy man of my ummah is the man who is wealthy in amal. Is the man who is wealthy in taqwa. Is the man who is wealthy in connecting with Allah. Is the man who has planted the seeds of iman and deen in his children. He is wealthy. Otherwise his bank balance can have 6 zeros, 7 zeros, 8 zeros, 9 zeros, 10 zeros. By the qasam of my Allah, by the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a pauper. He is a pauper of amal. He is a pauper of the qabr. He is the pauper of hashar. He is the pauper of qiyamah. My Nabi said, Yuta bir rajulis samini yawm al qiyamah, a very wealthy and a very prominent man in terms of dunya will be brought on the day of judgment. Then he will be put on the correct scales. And what will be his weight? La yusawi janaha ba'ud. He will not equal to the wing of one mosquito also. All his wealth, whatever he has amassed, whatever legacy he is behind, whatever seeds he has planted in the sands of time, the greatest conqueror in the annals of history, Genghis Khan, no one knows where he's buried also. Where is his wealth? Where is the kingdoms? How many lessons there are around us, reminding us again and again, reminding us again and again, what are the seeds you are planting? Sahaba understood, Sahaba understood, Sahaba understood, wealth is amal, wealth is deen, wealth is iman, wealth is taqwa, wealth is akhlaq, wealth is the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What are the seeds we are planting? What is the effort we are making? What is the direction this heart is going in? This is Quran. This is Quran. And what is Quran? Quran is not fables. Quran is not stories. Quran is a reality. Quran is a reality. Sabbaha lillah ma fis samawati wal ard. Sabbaha lillah ma fis samawati wal ard. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth. What is my Allah saying? Says Allah is saying, makes tasbih of Allah. And tasbih is not what we think tasbih. Sit with one tasbih and say subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ulama explain. They say tasbih is tanzih. Tanzih. Tasbih is to declare Allah's purity. Allah is pak. Allah is pure. Allah is pure of what? Of a beginning. Allah is pure of an ending. Allah is pure of shape. Allah is pure of form. Allah is pure of color. Allah is pure of direction. Allah is pure of defect. Allah is pure of ugliness. Allah is pure of weakness. Allah is pure of shortcoming. Allah is pure. Pure of anything negative. Sabbaha lillah. And what is Allah saying? Everything in the heavens and everything in the earth is continuously declaring Allah's purity. And then Allah goes on. Khaliq, makhluk, creator, created. What is the first sifat quality of creator? Quran tells us. Huwa al-awwal, wal-akhir, wal-zahir, wal-batin, wa huwa bi kulli shay'in alim. Free of a beginning, free of an ending, overpowering over everything, concealed from everything, nothing concealed from him. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And he has knowledge of every atom, every grain's worth of this entire creation. The puny human intellect can never do justice to recognizing the greatness, the majesty, the glory, the kibriyai, the jalal of my Allah. I digressed earlier. Like I said, what we love, you'll want to extend the conversation. What you love, you will speak about, not one time, repeatedly, over and over and over again. Musa alayhi salam, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. What is in your right hand? Hiya asaya was sufficient. Yet, extended the conversation. We know, like I gave the example, Layla Majnu. Majnu saw the bird that came from the direction of the town of Layla. Hamamata batnil wadiyaini tarannami. He says, oh bird, you came from the direction of my beloved. May Allah give you fresh water, green springs, beautiful gardens to fly around. And may you be sustained, may you become ripe, may you become healthy. Tarannami, tarannami, tell me about my beloved. And abini lana, abili lana, ma zala rishuki naima, wala zilti fi khadra ghaddin nadhira. He gives the dua upon dua, he gives the birth. But when you speak of my beloved, extend it, extend it, extend it, abini lana. The advertising commercial enterprises of the world have understood this. Millions, if not billions of dollars spent. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Whether it's Coca-Cola, whether it's Pepsi, just using that as an example. The color scheme for the last century is exactly the same. The message is exactly the same. Coke adds life, or I don't know what Pepsi does, or whatever it is. But over and over and over again. So that in the jungle of Africa, the little child also, if he can't say Pepsi, is saying Pepe. It's only the tabligh, muballigh of today wants to know why the same kitab, why the same dawat, why they don't change the bayan. Tell me something new. We haven't understood. That cements itself in the heart that is repeated over and over and over again. Allah Ta'ala wants to teach you the lesson of sabak, the sabak of iman, that a stick is a snake when Allah wants. A stick will harm you when Allah wants. And a snake is a stick when Allah wants. It will benefit you when Allah wants. Nothing you see can harm you, or nothing you see can benefit you. قُلْ لَيْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Tell them, in the heavens and the earth, harm you unless Allah has decreed. هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. Allah is the Mawla. Allah is the protection. Allah is the direction. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Place your trust. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Make your direction Allah. That one sabak and lesson, how many times Allah repeats the incident in the Quran. The most truthful and the most eloquent of speech. In other words, it has to be said again and then again and then again. This is emotive speech, evocative speech. First, opening verses in the Isha Salah. For those of us that were listening attentively, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. This Allahu Akbar. What is this Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu? This you will find, ulama say 89 times in the Quran. More than 6,000 verses. Quran is a legacy of love. It's a conversation between us and Allah. It is Kalamullah. It is Kalamullah. It is the greatest form of dhikr. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. Quran, Allah is Noor, Quran is Noor. Allah is Majid, Quran is Majid. Allah is Hakim, Quran is Hakim. Such a kalam, yet, same sabak, repeated over and over and over again. To instill the magnitude in the heart. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, more than 6,000 verses. Sometimes Allah says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Hadu, Ya Ayyuhal Nasara, Ya Ayyuhal Insan. These are general addresses, only 89 times plus minus. Allah addresses you and I directly, O people of Iman. Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. And then evocative speech, advertising. Hal adullukum, to put water in your mouth. Should I not show you? What my Allah? What is it? People of Iman are being told. What is it? What are this? What is it? Tijara, business. Allah says, I want to show you one investment opportunity. I want to show you one business chance. One business. Quran, business. Business. Allah is saying tijara. Why? Because your hearts are close to this. So Allah takes you in the direction out of His mercy, what your heart is attached to. But what type of a business is this? Tunjikum min adabin aleem. tunjikum min adabin alim. Not your temporary business. Not your chore dene wali jahan. Not what you're going to leave behind. I am going to show you such a business that will save you from a terrible punishment. Evocative language. Coming back to that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ala hal mushammirun lil jannah. Ala hal mushammirun lil jannah. Oh my sahaba, is there any one of you that truly desires jannah? Is there any one of you that truly desires jannah? Is there any one of you that truly, any one of you that will truly understand the value of jannah? Why? Why? Because Allah's jannah is not cheap. Allah's jannah is not cheap. Coming back, I digressed earlier. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah says, what do you think? We are going to give you iman. We are going to proverbially give you iman in the cradle of your mother. You are going to be born with the silver spoon of iman in a home of Muslims. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. And you are not tell you. The more value to give you this and you won't be tested. There's no price tag. That you can make Gena Mawa, Gena Baba your whole life and don't worry about what's going on around you. That is the price of Iman. That you can amass this dunya, run behind this dunya and that is the price of Iman. No! Allah al mushammirun lil Jannah. My Nabi said to Sahaba, is there any one of you that will make Kashmir for Jannah? Burn the midnight oil for Jannah. Put your shoulder wheel to the wheel for Jannah. Is there any one of you that will finish yourself for Jannah? And then he doesn't just stop there. He says, here, emotive language, evocative speech, here, wallahi, rabbil Kaaba. He says, by the qasam of my Allah, la khatara laha. There is no price tag for Jannah. La khatara laha. Qasrum mashid. Nahrum muttarid, fakiha, kathira, nadija, zawja'a, hasana, jameela. Hafi fi khabara, wa nadhara, fi maqamin salima, bahiya. There's no easy way to translate this. He says there is no price tag. Jannat is beautiful streams. Jannat is palaces. Jannat is mind-blowingly beautiful maidens. Jannat is fruit. Jannat is embellishments. Jannat is forever. Jannat is never coming to an end. Sahaba, mouth is in the water is in the mouth. Ya Rasulullah, we are ready for this Jannat. What does my Nabi say? Go in the path of Allah. Go in the path of Allah. Tunjikum min adabin alim. Tu'minuna billah wa rasulihi wa tujahiduna fi sabilillah bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. This is a business. You can never lose out. It will save you from a terrible punishment. What is this, my Allah? This life is an amanat. This wealth is an amanat. Your intelligence is an amanat. Your capabilities are an amanat. For what, my Allah? For that which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam finished himself. How he cried. How he cried. Today people are dying, not in tens, not in twenties, not in hundreds, but in thousands on kufr in front of us. Not one tear is being shed. Today those servants in our homes who are finishing themselves on a paltry wage are dying on kufr and our hearts are not crying for them. Today the masjids are empty. Our youth are gone in one direction. Our daughters are dancing naked on the stage. Jahannam is burning in every direction. Aashiq Rasul kehna aasan hai. Why is the heart not crying? Why is the heart not bleeding? Halat and conditions in this world are not just happening accidentally. This is a testimony of that time when my Nabi said, the nations of the world will invite one another to the destruction of my ummah, despite their numbers, when my ummah will become intoxicated with the love of dunya. And when my ummah will fear death, what does fear death means? They will hold back utilizing their lives and their wealth for the propagation of deen. At that time, he said, the nations of the world will invite one another to chew up my ummah and my ummah will become defenseless. What is this? The testimony of the conditions that the ummah brought on itself. This ishtimaz and this call that is being made by, this is not some agenda. This is the solution. Solution to every problem. Solution to the hardships facing humanity. Solution to every difficulty. That one ummati has to be linked and attached to the masjid. One ummati has to be held by his hand with the dard and cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heart. Wala wa ma aktharun nas walau harasta bi mu'minin fala tadhhab nafsuka alaihim hasarat ma anta alaihim bi jabbar lasta alaihim bi wakil lasta alaihim bi musaytir wa man kafara fala yahzunka kufru wa laqad na'lamu annaka yadhiqu sadruka bima yaqulun la'allaka baqi'un nafsak alla yakunu mu'minin la'allaka baqi'un nafsak ala atharihim in lam yu'minu بهذا الحديث أسفا up to 150 verses ulama have enumerated where Allah is pleading with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oh my Nabi, are you going to finish yourself because they are not accepting? Where is this dard? Where is the pain? Where is the identity today of the ummah with that? This is why when someone asks Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin sahab rahmatullah alayhi, ishtima ka maqsad kya hai? What we think? Intizam. What we think? Stanger must do a better job than Durban, and Durban must do a better job than Newcastle. Ishtima ka maqsad kya hai? What is the object of ishtima? He said the object of ishtima is tawbah. What is tawbah? Nadamat. Regret. Regret of what? That Ay Allah, tere di hui jaan aur di hui maal amanat hai, maine khyanat kiya. The wealth you gave me and the life you gave me was a trust. I misappropriated that. And what is khyanat? Khyanat is zulm. Khyanat is zulm. Khyanat is oppression. And my Nabi said, zulm will be darkness in dunya and in akhirat. So from the heart, ishtima is tawbah, regret. And ishtima, in other words, collective tawbah, that the life and wealth which Allah, we oppress the entire humanity by not using it where we were supposed to use it. And then, to change the direction, and Allah's mercy is such, if the tawbah is sincere and followed up with changing the direction, what does Allah say? Illa man tab wa aman wa amila amalan saliha fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. Allah's mercy is such, adopt the correct direction, Allah says, not only we will forgive you, not only we will accept you, not only we will take you further, but all what you lost in the past, we will change it as good deeds. We will write it down as if you did the correct thing from the beginning. This is ishtima. Not just to attend for 48 hours, not to mark some register, no. No. Ishnakat kesh, jamaat's moving in the path of Allah. So who in this gathering? If we haven't given 4 months, how many more ishtimas are we waiting for? How many more mayits and janazas are we waiting for? How many more sunsets are we waiting for? Recently I was in Australia, Mullah Ibrahim Devla Sahab, Daun Barakat. 100 years have passed since the ummah has been reminded. 100 years! And still you haven't given 4 months. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Are we waiting for another Nabi to come? Are we waiting for Malaika to come down? So those of us who haven't been for 4 months, now is the time. Now is the time we want to, in this majma, to stand up through the barakat of the ishtima, with regret in the heart. Ya Allah, 100 years of tabligh and I still haven't given 4 months. Who is ready in this majma? Make niyat, stand up now. This niyat is dua. Ya Allah, accept me. Whoever we are, 4 months in the path of Allah. Stand up, mashallah. Don't wait for others. سافر تجد في الأرض عوزا أن أمن تفارقه وانصب فإن لذيذ العيش في النصب إني رأيت وقوف الماء يفسده إن سار طاب وإن لم يجري لم يطب. Imam Shafir, how beautifully he put it. He said, stagnation is death. Stagnation is death. Look at water. When it's flowing, it's alive. It gives life. When it stagnates, it stinks and it becomes rotten. The same for this ummah, by harkat. The barakat of this ummah is in harkat. Don't be deceived. This is the ummah of harkat. Inna rahal islami daira. Faduru maali kitabi haythu dar. My Nabi didn't equate us with a well. He equated us with a rain cloud, because the rain cloud moves. It doesn't stay in one place.